Please be seated. Hello, my name's Will. I'm a member of the congregation here at Philly. I'm here to share a bit of a reflection, but the last reader, Amy, I think, we're on brand Star Wars. Did you notice that? We're both on brand Star Wars. Brands are a reality of life, aren't they? Someone owns a brand. And my thoughts this evening begin with, who owns brand Jesus? Who owns brand Jesus? Brands are images that we can control to share a message. And if you think about Jesus and Christmas, well, you can think about the way he is portrayed. There's the brand Jesus that is like biscuit tin Jesus. You know what I mean? Cherub-like Jesus. Jesus with the big eyes and the eyelashes, who lies there in a manger, no crying he makes. that brand Jesus. And there's other ways in which we try and claim an ownership of brand Jesus. We recruit Jesus to our cause. And so for some, they look upon Jesus and they want to own that. Jesus is someone like me. Someone maybe who's a victim or oppressed or in difficulty in the same way that I am. Others this week, and I'm being very careful here, have tried to attach a union flag to Jesus and make that the brand. Now, I'm not here to judge any of that, except to say that in the end, none of these are the real Jesus. It speaks to some truth, but all of these are a brand. Attaching Jesus to what we want him to be and to use him for what we want. But as we look at the Christmas story, I don't see that. In fact, when you see Jesus proclaimed, it comes not to those who are looking for a Messiah to claim, but comes in a way which gets underneath their intentions and subverts it and takes them deeper. And so in our reading from John, we read about how the true light was coming into the world, and though he was in the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. Jesus was off-brand. And the shepherds who are watching their flocks by night, they are not expecting the brand jingle of the choir of angels. No, I wonder what Jesus' jingle would be, but the angels made it glory to God in the highest and peace to God's people upon whom God is watching. And they weren't looking for it. And the announcement that was made to them was in some ways an announcement they weren't expecting of something so deeply profound that they didn't know what they needed. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those whom God is looking at. Jesus is wild. He is off-brand, and he is free from being controlled by what we want. And that is a good thing. We're coming up to Christmas, of course, and the other day I was involved in one of these Secret Santa things. You know, anyone done Elfster? No? Yeah. And you do that, and not only do you put yourself in for the secret, you have to list what you want, right? And sometimes it's good on Christmas Day or at the Secret Santa party where you open the present, you go, yes, that's exactly what I put on my list. And that's a good thing. It makes you feel good. But you know what's even more profound? When you open up a gift and it's off-brand for you, it's not something you've put an order in for, it's not off your list of things you want, someone has looked at you and has known you and has found something that speaks to bless you in a way that you weren't expecting and didn't claim. Does anyone recognize what that feels like? Jesus is that to us. Not on our shopping list of brands that we want. He is God's offering to us that is deeper than what we thought we wanted. In many ways, we look around and we are tired of trying to list the things we need. We can list all the things that are wrong with the world. We can list all the things that we're battling with and struggling with. And we can come up with, yeah, this, if only this happened, everything would be fine. But I think people are looking for deeper things than the solutions we can come up with. We are looking for the off-brand Jesus who God offers to us and says, this is what you really need. A gift that is older, with more ancient roots, that is deeper and wiser, with deeper joy than we realized we could ever know, and a deeper story in which we want to enter. My prayer this Christmas is that we would know, receive, grasp, behold, and be held by the Jesus who is off our brand, who speaks to us in the deepest way. And so, Lord, I pray, may our Christmas blessing be that deepest blessing. Speak to us more deeply than what we ever need to know. Speak to us more deeply than what we are asking for. Help us to tap the depths of your Spirit beyond all.